You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Knockouts and Three Counts. I am Devin McKenzie here, broadcasting live from the Copeland Center in Wyandotte, Michigan. We're here broadcasting from Cataclysm, BCWA's biggest show of the year. And as you can hear, the show has started, so I'm doing a quick intro so we can get this out of the way. But my co-host Kyle and Kyle will be here to help me interview some of the guys that's going to be on the show today. We're going to talk many different topics and let you know what happened here at Cataclysm, which you should be at. But if you didn't make it out to Cataclysm, make sure you check out the next BCWA show. We'll announce that later on in the show. So For now, we'll sign out and we'll be back with interviews from Cataclysm. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back here live at BCWA Cataclysm from the Copeland Center here in Wyandotte, Michigan. I'm finally joined by my co-host Kyle. What's going on? What's going on, man? Got tongue tied there.
Yeah, I know. Not too bad. just got done throwing all you motherfuckers mail, but now I'm ready to see some good wrestling.
Right. We're here at intermission of Cataclysm, and we're joined by I don't know. I'm not sure how to describe.
Don't be funny. Went to school for 8 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Wrecking Ball.
Dr. Wrecking Ball. Of course, Dr. Wrecking Ball here. At Cataclysm. Intermission!
the infamous Dr. Wrecking Ball. How are you doing today, sir?
You know, I'm a little embarrassed. I as my Cataclysm, first Cataclysm for Dr. Wrecking Ball, and I didn't get the 1-2-3. But it was sweet, because my monster, Dad Vaughn, got to make his BCWA debut, and he made the baddest look like a pancake in the middle of the ring with a choke slam.
Okay.
How about a meatball?
So before we address the meatball situation, let me ask you about your monster that made his debut today. Came out and put a nice choke slam on the baddest, man. So where did you create this monster? Did you find him? Where did he come from?
I would love to take full credit for that monster, but I can't. I'm just a henchman. I'm a lackey. We have a leader in the H3RD, and that leader is Tommy Tresnik. That's right. And maybe down the line, we might see the leader of the HDRD make his BCWA debut. You never know!
Holy shit, Tommy Tresnik is a name I haven't heard in a long time. Tommy Tresnik is a name I haven't heard since I was in probably high school, but it's good to see he's still around.
So we might be seeing him sometime soon?
You never know! No, really. Really, because I can't take credit for that monster. I can't control him. I just got lucky that he wanted to dish out some punishment and mayhem. I might need someone to control that monster for Dr. Wrecking Ball.
So now that you've debuted your monster, do you have, tell us your plans for BCWA.
Well, first, we made quick work of the baddest, obviously. And there is a title, Battle Royal, a gauntlet, some kind of royal. Well, guess what? Maybe my monster's going to be in that, and he's going to win the new Alliance Championship.
Is that a...
I'm not a meatball!
You're scared of children, man. Can't scare the kids.
Well, so, too late for that.
So, can we address the meatball situation? Can we address that?
Yes, yes, yes. Everyone is so impressed to meet a doctor. Now, I think they say meatball because it is nice to meet Dr. Wrecking Ball. See, I don't think that they're calling me an Italian part of a dish of spaghettis. No, 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 no. I have the body of a Greek god, not a meatball. You agree, right? Please.
Guys. We'll go with that.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely, definitely, definitely.
You know, I wear all these layers to make everyone feel good. Like, really, if I take
real
this
humanitarian.
All off, if I take all this off, all the Tinder girls are going to be throwing swipe right side, Dr. Wrecking Ball. Dr. Wrecking Ball is going to go home alone again, and I'm not a meatball.
How did we go from debuting a monster to talking about Tinder girls?
You know, I am a lonely man, and New Year's Eve is just right around the corner, and I need someone to kiss at midnight.
I'm sorry, I'm supposed to be professional, but that's just downright hilarious.
You don't believe a girl would want to kiss Dr. Wrecking Ball? Kiss these lips?
I'm pretty sure Dr. Wrecking Ball does very, very well with the ladies.
Thank you. I wholeheartedly agree. 100%.
You've got Mike Blackwell with us here. You want to say something real quick, Mike?
No, I just want to watch this guy talk.
Yes, the boss is here. You know, he is the greatest whiskey host of all time.
I've heard that whiskey rumor.
He had a naked guy on. Ooh.
So what is this I hear about this naked episode? I saw Tony comment about it earlier.
Chase Burnett showed up at the bar with no clothes on. Yeah, that's a thing.
How did I know that it had to have something to do with Chase?
Because that's what happens in Pontiac. I don't know.
Long Chase Silver. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. He's just a little short. He's long word.
Well, no, he's not, but he said it's proportionate, so we'll go with that.
I can imagine.
Man, this went off the rails really, really quick. So, Dr. Wrecking Ball, you've been here in BCWA for the last two shows?
Correct.
So what's next for you and your monster and your entire crew, man? What's next for you in BCWA?
Well, we want championship gold, and we have the opportunity tonight to win a title. But I also have my eyes on the BCWA tag team titles. No More Sorrow is just going to feel all sorrow with the HRD. Dr. Wrecking Ball and Dead Bone, get the hands on him. How about our people?
So the tag team titles
these
are your...
people want, stop. You guys have a ruckus crowd here on this podcast. Holy smokes.
Go ahead.
So are the tag team titles your main focus, or are you trying to get all the gold in BCWA?
I would like to get as much gold as possible, but I am fine with winning all of it. Like, that was the goal.
So in other words, he wants it all.
New socks
that Ric Flair grip.
I want it all.
New socks and draws. Yes.
Ooh.
So... I think I have to ask one more time, man. Like, does when people call you Meatball, does that bother you, man? Is it?
Oh, does body shaming feel good to anybody? Does having someone be disrespected feel good to anybody? No, I'm a real person. I have heart. I have feelings. I go to a therapist once a week to handle these meatball chants. I feel like I'm gonna go crazy sometimes, but then I realize I already am crazy with the HDRD and Dead Vod.
I really don't know where to go from here. So, what's on your mind? Let's get into the mind of Dr. Wrecking Ball. What makes you tick, man? How did you end up at this point?
That's a good question. Well, I didn't get enough attention as a child, so okay. I felt the need to have everyone love me. But, you know, they're jealous because I look like them. I look like one of these ugly, fat losers, except I got a pretty face. I can show you my Tinder profile. Look at all these matches. Look! That's a real shoot.
So tell us a little bit more about H3RD. I've seen a little bit of it over at Clash. Tell us a little, anything you want to tell us about H3RD. We've heard you mention them a few times and that there may be more of them coming.
Give me another microphone.
Yeah, we need two.
Go ahead.
All right, the H3RD is a creation of Tommy Trezeguet, his greatest faction, one of his greatest creations. The H3RD has evolved over the many 10 years, with members being such as Juntai. Even Mike Daniels was a member of the H3RD. Even Barry Slammers. But the thing is, they're not members anymore because they can't survive. They can't appreciate the saving power of science of Dr. Wrecking Ball and H3RD.
Not a meatball.
Oh, man, you were doing so good. Still got another one.
No, I'm saying you're not a meatball.
Thank you.
See, we were trying to look out for you.
My continuous sweating, and I get so worked up.
Right.
Like, really, I hope you guys have hand sanitizer. You're going to have to wipe these earmuffs. They are wetter than a Tinder reference. Whoa. It's okay. I heard you say that for Fudge.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time I've said it on this show.
Yeah, no, no, no. But, no, I can tell that it really hurts your feelings that people call you Meatball, man. And it's like, I feel bad, man. You're just out here, you're trying to wrestle, you're trying to put on a good show for these people, and it's like they disrespect you at the same time.
I think Dr. Wrecking Ball has made himself a new friend in Devin.
Thank you, Devin!
Good to see you, man. Good to meet you.
You look great in a lab coat. Really? Come on, guys.
Is Devin going to be the next member of H3RD?
Oh, my God, if you help us with the Battle Royal, I'll get you a lab coat right away.
wait. So
get yourself over. Get on the card. Take your spot, make yourself famous, Tim.
Look, just for the record, for those of us...
We'll talk off the record. We'll
for those of you that were listening to the show, the Alliance title, that the Battle Royal title was actually supposed to be called the Knockouts and Three Counts title, but I digress.
Ooh.
Yeah. We'll talk to Blackwell about that later, but yeah. So if your monster wins that title, man, I'm probably not supposed to say this on air, but look, if we can rename that the Knockouts and Three Counts Championship, I might try to help out.
All right. Hey.
Look at him bargaining.
I am for sale. I'm easy to be bought and paid for. Heck, I'll call it the Devin Championship. Forget the whole show. Just you're the star, Devin.
I think I made a new friend.
Yeah, wait, Devin.
Did we just become best friends?
Oh, yes.
What? Hey, look. I got a new friend.
Did you see how he tried to sell us all out?
Wait, I've got a new friend, and he's got friends. You didn't see that monster.
And a monster.
Hey.
Well, maybe I'll see the monster in the Battle Royal later tonight.
Hopefully. Well, any last words for our fans out here that's listening to Knockouts and Three Counts that are here at BCWA that didn't make it? And any words for them? Let them come out the next time and, you know, check out Dr. Wrecking Ball and his monster. Any words for our fans?
No. No, just kidding. Oh, he's got a funny bone. I would like to plug Dr. Wrecking Ball on the internet. The next show is going to be Clash Wrestling's Seize the Day, January 26th.
Okay.
Be on the lookout. You might be seeing Knockouts and Three Counts there as well.
I hope so, because I'm going to give you guys exclusive information. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this yet.
Uh-oh.
It is going to be...
Never mind, we're going to be here anyway.
H3RD. Versus the Lotus in a rematch for the titles.
Ooh.
And spoiler alert, they're going to get beat again. And I had to mention something about the Lotus. They tried to cut my hair. They said they were going to shave me bald. But look what I got here. Look what I got here.
A handful of hair.
You know, they are just as good as defending the tag team titles as they are as cutting hair. Poorly.
All right. Well, you have social media you want to throw out there, Dr. Wrecking Ball?
Yes, follow me on the Facebook, Randy Casey Jr. Yes, you're getting my shoot name. If you're cute enough, I'll add you. Like, really, Devin's my friend.
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah. We're buddies now. We're going to go have a beer after this, man. It's going to be great.
Yes, $3 fireballs at the firehouse.
I don't think I can do fireballs anymore, man.
Oh, you got it tonight.
Don't be a wuss.
Woo! I'm not a beaver.
What, Dr. Wrecking Ball? And yes, it's Dr. Wrecking Ball, not Meatball. Thank you for joining us. Great having you on the show.
Yes.
And we would definitely have you on the show again.
Really?
Yes. We will have Dr. Wrecking Ball.
WreckingBall.com.
Not Meatball on the show again. So once again,
like Hulk Hogan.
I just sweat all over the place.
Thank you again, sir. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much. You guys are the best.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with one half of the BCWA Tag Team Champions, Tucker Daniels. What's going on, man?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you for joining us, man. Kyle, you want to take the first question or you want me to go, man?
So congratulations on the first title defense since tag you're it
thank
and all
you,
that good
you.
Stuff. Tell me a little bit about what it's like for you guys now that you guys got the title, haven't have fought through that whole tournament.
Oh, man. It's different. It's way different feeling. We've only been back, BCWA, that is, has only been back for a few months. And it's a whirlwind, man. I'm telling you, it's crazy. And the fact that, you know, I thought Nick Braxton, my tag team partner there, I thought he hung him up for good. And right before the tag tournament was announced and I had all this chaos going on with the paper chasers, and he really stepped up for me. So, I mean, it's been crazy. If you would have told me probably 3-4 years ago that... Nick Braxton and myself will be BCWA Tag Team Champions in 2018-2019, I'd laugh. So it is crazy. It's a crazy thing. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad BCWA is back. And it's really awesome to see all these people here for Cataclysm. This is great.
It's definitely a great turnout here for Cataclysm. And people, if you're not here for Cataclysm, make sure you come out next month, January 26th, right here once again at the Copeland Center in Wyandotte. So speaking of that show, you have any idea what's coming up for you guys? I'm assuming you'll be defending the tag titles that
night.
Right.
I don't know yet. I haven't been told what's going on. pretty decisive victory, if I do say so myself. Yep. I don't know. I know that myself and Nick Braxton, we're ready for all comers. So if it's Crush and Steel, if it's Death Threat Army, it doesn't matter who's making names in the Michigan indie scene, we're willing to take on anybody at any time because we truly feel that we are the tag team aces of the Michigan indie scene. And, you know, if anybody wants to step up and wants to come for these titles, bring it on.
So in your match today, you went up against Team Paper Chasers, and you had a little bit of a history with them. The last time Kid Cash took your knee out, man.
Yeah.
So first, how was the knee going into that match? And then what was it like being able to get a little bit of revenge against them?
Let me tell you this. Elbowing him in the jaw about 75 times felt really, really good. No, my knee's okay. It's a little sore. It's still a little banged up. But, you know, he tries to take me out. That's right on par with whatever Tony Hoffa and Ken Cash try to pull. It's nothing surprising. So, I mean, I guess I should have seen it coming, but my knee's okay. Doctors cleared it, obviously, or I wouldn't have been here. Defended the titles, decisively beat those Paper Chasers. So, you know, it's like whoever's next, line them up, and no more sir, I'll take them down.
And one more question. I'll turn it over to you, Kyle. They tried to cheat again in this match, man. They brought a wrench out and, you know, tried to slide it to his partner, and you were able to intercept it. Your thoughts on that, man?
You know, okay, when I intercepted that wrench, part of me wanted to just wrap it around my fist and bash Ken Cash in the teeth. But I have more integrity than that. I have more respect for this business. I have more respect for BCWA, and I'm not about to stoop to that level. Now, I'm also not about trying to get the victory, but I don't need to bash him in the face with a wrench. And we proved that tonight, you know what I mean? We proved that as tag team wrestlers, we are tag team aces in this state, and there's nobody that can hold a candle to No More Sorrow.
So, as you've gotten through your defense tonight, is there anybody in general that you guys are looking for, or are you just ready for whoever's next?
Well, a little of both. You know, we are ready. We're ready for whoever BCWA wants to put in front of us, but there's a lot of talent in this state. This state has a lot of talent and a lot of tag teams. So, you know, we've been in there with Crush and Steel. We've been in there with Aeroform, guys who've wrestled all across the country.
Yep.
And you know, so we'll do whatever we got to do. But, yeah, I'd love to get in there with some of these guys that are making waves in the state. It'd be great.
So this question isn't necessarily about you. It's just about one of the matches that happened earlier today. Maserati Rick versus Bill Martel. Were you able to get a chance to see a little bit of that match or the outcome of it?
Maserati Rick versus Mike Blackwell?
You said Bill Martel.
I did say Martel.
That's why I looked at you like
that. Martel was out there.
He was out here. You're right.
Yeah, Blackwell.
I caught a little bit of it, I'll be honest, but I don't know what's going on with that guy. I mean, I don't know what happened. I don't know where his... Well, obviously, he showed where his allegiance lies, but, like, I just don't get it.
But just for people that weren't able to be here for the show, Maserati Rick, who we had on the show, really nice guy, he, for lack of a better way to say it, he stole Kyle's move. He kicked Hudge in the dick, man.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it coming. I was shocked. I just wanted to get some of your guys' thoughts on what happened.
Like I said, I don't know what's going on. I mean, I don't know where his allegiance lies. I thought we were close. You know, I didn't. What's going on, Rough House Rob?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good. You got some gold, huh?
I do. So do you?
I do too.
That's right.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who aren't at the show, that's Rough House Rob.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't. As far as Rick's concerned, I really don't have a clue. I mean, I thought I was pretty close with that guy, and I don't know.
It looks like Blackwell's trying to get to everybody.
Right, and that's kind of what my next question was going to be. So what's next with Mike Blackwell? And I know you've had your run-ins with him. Like, what's going on, man?
I don't know. He's hell-bent on making sure that Justin Maine and guys like Ethan Wright and don't get their due. And these guys are killing it. And it's like, I don't know what the beef is with Justin Maine. I don't know what the alliance is with Bill Martel. I mean, I grew up with Bill Martel, and he's a changed man. I have no idea what's going on with him either. So this is strange to me. I mean, I'm glad that I got Braxton by my side, but as far as Martell and Blackwell go, and now Rick, I don't know what's going on.
Kyle?
I think at the end of the day, man, we're all just going to have to keep an eye out to see where Blackwell goes and see if he goes to try to continue to strengthen up his forces a little bit, because it seems like he's trying to build himself a little bit of an army here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
definitely. But back to you, man. Talk to me about your experience in BCWA, period. For those of you, for those of people out there that have never been to BCWA, tell them, you know, your story here at BCWA.
Sure. Well, I started BCWA, I want to say it was 2007, 2008, that neck of the woods. Had a blast. Loved it. I was considerably younger, obviously. But, you know, it was great. And I came in with guys like Juntai. I don't know if you know Juntai.
Yeah. Definitely. And Lotus, yeah.
Yep. And Tresnik. I came in with guys like that. So it's great to still be doing this. What is it now? 11 years later.
Right.
Like, we may have closed our doors, but we're back. And I feel like this turnout here at Cataclysm shows we're back in full force. So it's great to see. And it's great how well the Michigan indie scene is doing. I love the camaraderie, and I love to see pro wrestling start to gain some momentum again, especially in Michigan. So it's great to see. I love it here. This will always be home.
Well, speaking of the growing indie scene and stuff like that here in Michigan, you know, now that you guys have, you know, made a successful defense of your titles tonight, you know, is there anywhere else we can catch you around the Michigan area? Are you going to be around Clash? Are you going to be around XICW? Any of the other ones?
Well, we're open to listening. As of right now, BCWA is home.
Cool.
This is our home. I know that myself and Nick Braxton have made our name here, and this will always be home. So as far as I know at the moment, the best place to catch Nick Braxton or Rockstar Tucker Daniels, BCWA.
How did you guys come up with the tag team name, No More Sorrow?
No More Sorrow. Well, years and years ago, we decided that we were no longer going to show any remorse. We were no longer going to show any real kindness. When we wanted something, we were going to take it. Now, were we going to cheat or were we? Nah, not necessarily. But we were going for it. We were showing no more sorrow to anybody who gets in our way. And it kind of stuck. So.
That's fair, man. So be on the lookout next show, January 26th, here at the Copeland Center. And be on the lookout for No More Sorrow, man.
Yeah. You're BCWA Tag Team Champions. Yeah. Tucker, you got social media you want to get out there to the fans?
I do.
put you on the spot.
Right. Well, yeah. I have an Instagram. That's your best way of getting a hold of me. I want to say it's – I'm going to spell it out. It's RCK. STR, so like Rockstar, but no O, no A. RCK STR 1987.
Okay.
That's your best way. I'm active on my Instagram, so you'll catch pictures. I'll do deals on my merchandise sometimes, so that's the best spot to catch me.
Okay, cool.
Follow it.
Yes,
definitely,
please.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and we have a very special guest here. But before we get to our guest, one of our co-hosts is here.
He actually decided to show up to a show. We're only five of them in.
Why don't you introduce yourself to the people, sir?
Hello out there, everybody. And shut up, Callison.
Spit my name out to talk shit.
I'm here because I actually am getting paid to be here because I'm on a personal day from work. So I'm getting paid to be here right now. So thank you. This is Kyle, the other Kyle, a.k.a. Chaos. Finally getting to take one of these live events. And I got to say, I wish I would have took off earlier. This is a great show.
Yes, sir. So let's go ahead and introduce our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, Detroit wrestling legend, the Soul Taker. Welcome to the show, sir.
I'm good.
Wait, hold on. Let me help you out there. Yeah, right there.
You got it? Right. I'm doing good. How about y'all?
We're great. Kyle, you got the first question for our guest?
So, tell us about the Battle Royal tonight. Tell us about how you feel about the Battle Royal, and obviously things didn't go your way, but we saw you land a lot of choke slams, man. Tell us about the match.
Every time I choke slam an individual, their soul becomes a part of me. Everybody I tombstone, it becomes one of my tattoos.
Uh-oh.
So I tell you one thing, and one thing's for sure. I don't care if you're an alien from another planet behind me. As in the mysterious Josh Movado.
Or if you are a taker of souls who's next to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, that wasn't my voice. I am the real nigga taker.
I am the real nigga taker.
And you have one of your... Only a few people on the podcast can see what's going on.
Yeah, I don't think... I think seeing it is the only way you can believe the shit that's going on around you.
I don't know why this guy with the booty-o shirt is laughing.
I like him.
You like him.
He's cool with me.
So I understand you were late getting here to the show.
Yes.
Trying to sell your EBT card, right?
Hey, I had a lot of bets to make for this Royal Rumble, and they don't pay themselves.
That's what you were trying to do, right?
I was out in the parking lot, man. I had my trunk open. I was selling the 250, man. I have money on you, so thank you very much.
So you did.
Thank you very much.
The soul taker takes souls, not food stamps.
He said, up your bet game, bitch.
Hey, at least my guy got into the last two.
Now you sound like something from Pornhub. The last two. At least your guy. So we're talking about that Bruce Jenner type porn, right?
The thoughts and views of Soul Taker, not necessarily those of Knockouts and Three Counts of Podcast Detroit Network.
Oh my God.
What was that? Are you done?
No, yeah, I'm done.
So now let's get things back on track. So now...
Thank you for the time, Soul Taker. He came and burned us out.
The Soul Taker, ladies and gentlemen, that was hilarious.
That definitely was. If we don't get him back for a full interview, I quit.
Man.
Holy God.
So I don't really know where to go from there.
How do you follow that?
I don't
know. Kyle, what are your thoughts on your first ever BCWA show?
Oh, that was really entertaining.
You guys talk while I go grab us another guest, all right? Go. Well, yeah, Kyle, your thoughts on the BCWA show, man.
That's awful.
I got to say that actually was really entertaining. I got to say that was better than the 2012, 13, and 14 WWE Royal Rumble. I was more entertained with that one. This one was really entertaining. I honestly didn't know who might win, which is one of the best things I like about a Rumble. I don't like when I can basically see who's going to win. And I actually thought Soul Taker might actually take it for a minute. So that was pretty good. My two were in the last two, Chase and Maserati Rick. I wanted Maserati to win because... I really thought he was going to win, but I can't be mad at our winner, Chase, and the new champion.
Yeah, you know, it's good to see Chase get his comeuppance, man. You know, between the breakup between him and Zayn, and, you know, he's kind of had a rough run the last couple shows, you know, and to see him come out and be crowned the new Alliance champion, man. Shout out to Chase Burnett. That's definitely dope. Going in, now that we're coming out of here, out of the BCWA show, man, are there any new faces that caught your eye? Obviously, I'm sure you already knew Maserati Rick and Chase because we've had them on the show. Are there anybody else that you saw here tonight that, you know, maybe caught your eye?
Who's the guy was in here in the red trunks?
That's a lot of guys in red trunks.
The one that was...
Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny Steele?
Yeah.
He had the crowd with him tonight, man. That dude was hyped.
They popped. Well, the second he came out, they popped. That's what got me, because I was looking at the crowd when more than a few of them were coming out, and he had one of the loudest pops of everybody that came out. So that really
by far, he definitely brought some fans with him.
What were some of your favorite moments of this Rumble?
I thought, what was the girl's name? Molly.
Moxie Molly.
She was fun.
She was cracking me up, bro. And when she was trying to, like, win Maserati Rick over, I thought that was a...
Paper, playing paper, rock, scissors.
I thought that
corner
was pretty funny. I thought that was pretty funny, and it was a good spot in the match. It was cool to see Atlas Hightower. I've seen him around a bunch. And it looks like we've got somebody else that's coming to come grace this podcast with us.
We have you here.
So, for those of you that obviously aren't watching because we're not live right now, we are about to be joined by Dread King Logan.
Dread King. It's up to you, man. You just talk
that into the mic.
Yes, sir. As Devin gets ready to join us, we're about to bring our guest to you in 2 seconds.
Okay, what shit were you talking about me while I was gone?
I said you got now you've got two ugly ass Kangol hats, not just one.
He said you look like Carlton.
Hit that dance up.
I mean, I didn't say Carlton, but I mean, if you want to hit the Carlton, I mean, I'm not hating on you.
But trademark,
you might get sued.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, that's trademark now. So you know what?
Well, technically, since we're not on video today, I mean, nobody would know except Kyle just snitched on us.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, the dances of Blake McKenzie do not reflect the podcast.
See, we're sitting here acting all unprofessional. We have a guest.
I was already ahead of you while you were over there getting him.
Go ahead and introduce our guest, sir.
So, as I was saying before we started talking about Carlton's horrible dancing.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
That's a generational dance, sir.
I didn't say it wasn't iconic. I just said it was bad.
We'll talk about that later on.
I've seen you dance.
Hey, I never claimed to be able to dance. And alcohol is the only thing that makes it semi-decent. But with us,
introduce our guest.
Making his debut tonight here at BCWA, we have Dread King Logan, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, peasants. How are we?
Damn, we got to be peasants off the rip.
Everyone's below the Dread King, gentlemen.
So tell us about your thoughts of BCWA making your debut. You had a great run in the Alliance match tonight.
Well, if you guys don't know, which you should do your homework, I'm one of the original BCWA members, originally the Dark Star Logan.
Okay.
Now I'm the Dread King Logan because I found my greatness and brought it to BCWA.
This is news to me.
Well, you got off to a bang up start, man.
Hey, so fuck you. You didn't know any better either.
Anyway, you did a great job
in the
Rumble. You did a great job out there, man. Didn't necessarily go your way. What's next for you here in BCWA?
What's next for me in BCWA is to bring my kingdom here and make it a very villainous year in 2019. The Dread King will run BCWA. He will hold every title that they can even possibly create because the Dread King is the number one wrestler at BCWA and on the scene right now.
So let's talk about that. You were talking about how you were one of the originals with BCWA, and I've been following along and watching what you've been doing around Michigan, and I've seen quite the transformation, man, with what the time you've been putting in on the weights and all that good stuff, man. Tell us what it's like for you to be back here, and what 2018's been like for you.
2018's been amazing for me, of course, because I am the Dread King, and everything that I do is perfection. To come back to BCWA, to my home turf, and to show them who I have become prior to what I was, it's almost like a rebirth.
Okay. Yep.
So the year's coming to an end. We only have a few more days left. 2019 is coming. BCWA is running hot. We had a great crowd here tonight. You're back in BCWA. What can we expect from you in BCWA and just from you in general in 2019?
Expect everyone to become a victim. Someone like Briar Wellington, who saw greatness in me, created the Dread King, and now the Dread King is running wild and there's nothing that can stop him. Who knows, some other people might show up here with me. Maybe an undisputed kingdom might show up.
Uh-oh. Be on the lookout. All the more reason you need to be here at BCWA. Kyle, you got anything you want to ask our guest?
Yes. So, being that, like I said, we're coming up on 2019, what would be one of your next goals here in BCWA?
Are you trying to take, you going straight for the world title? Do you want to take the new title that they just debuted, or are you just taking over altogether?
Listen, I don't reveal my plans. When it happens, it'll happen. The Dread King, it's just going to be a force to reckon with. Like I said, it might get villainous in here.
So what's the biggest difference for fans who may be new to BCWA in the Dread King Logan that they see now and from where you started from? You said that this was one of your better years here for 2018. Like, let the fans who may be new to you know what's on the horizon, what's new with you, and the change between what they see now and what you started as.
I'm going to make it short and sweet and simple. The difference is before you would stand and cheer for me, now you kneel and cower before me because I am the Dread King.
Man. Well, any more words for the fans out there listening that want to know more about the Dread King, or is that it?
And where can they follow you?
You can find me on Instagram at the Dread King Logan, on Facebook at the Dread King Logan, and just type in the Dread King Logan, you morons out there in listening world. It's not too hard to use the internet. Just use that thing that's provided.
And
that sums it up.
Can't follow that.
I think that's it. Thank you very much for
joining
us.
I think
he's
just dropped the fight.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm welcome.
Appreciate you joining us, man. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been whatever.
Wow.
Thank you. Thanks. Is that right for you guys?
I think, yeah. That was the Dread King.
I like him.
All right, I think...
I like what I saw, dude.
I think our next guest is getting ready to come in here. Yes, sir.
Cool. How do I do this? Just put the headphones on and then just talk away?
Yeah, just talk straight in to the microphone right there.
It's easy, man. I love it.
Introduce our guest first, bro.
All right. I'm going to take care of this one, man, because this is now my new Dallas brother right here, man. Coming all the way from Dallas, Texas, ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Steele.
You know what, man? I'm glad to be here. You know what I'm saying? Finally back home. It took a long time to get here, but you know what? They let me in the building, and it ain't going to be the same anymore, bro. So it's exciting.
So give us your thoughts on the Battle Royal tonight, man. You had quite the showing tonight. You had the crowd up hype, man. Tell us what your thoughts are on the match. Obviously, it didn't go your way, but what...
It didn't, man. You know what, though? But, you know, that's what I do. I bring the business. You know what I'm saying? Coming here, you know what I'm saying, trying to elevate, you know, and things didn't go my way. But honestly, I'm being real with you. You know, tonight hurt. It hurt a lot. I'm gonna be honest with you, but you know what I'm saying? Had to take on, you know, big old Soul Taker, you know. First time seeing that guy, I went, wow, he's tall. The next guy, you know, so he looked like he came out of a nut farm, you know what I'm saying? But he came out, he's very violent. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what his issue is. I didn't do anything to him. I was like, I don't know who owe you that 95 cent from third grade, brother, but you need to talk to him. I do not know him. I'm being real with you.
Yeah, I saw Soul Taker got you up pretty high with that one choke slam. I thought you were going to hit your head on the rack.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I almost went to Mars, man, you know what I'm saying, to see my fourth cousins. But they didn't want to see me, you know what I'm saying? So it was cool. I just came back. Laid here a little bit, but man, tonight has been fun. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but fun. Glad to be home. And, you know what I'm saying? Glad to be doing it big here, man.
So what can we expect from you in 2019 with BCWA? Are we going to see you back again real soon on the 26th?
You know what? You know, I'm working on it, man. Hopefully they have me back. I've heard nothing but good reviews so far, at least to the people who are nice to me. You know, I saw Taker kind of looking out the way, you know what I'm saying? I was like, ooh, boy. But yeah, 2019, man, you know, I'm come through, you know, competition will be elevated. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, to bring out the best in myself. You know what I'm saying? Nobody can beat me but me. It's, you know, it's plain and simple. I've been doing this for years, you know, taking bumps up and down the road. But at the end of the night, you know what I'm saying, I put myself in the best position to win. Plan, execute, plain and simple. You know, and if I don't accomplish that, that's on me. So do not expect anything less out of me. I walk through that curtain, you better be ready for a fight, plain and simple.
Man. Well, I talked to you a little bit in the back, and you know, you was telling me that you're in Dallas right now, man. Where are you wrestling down there, man? What's it like down there in the mean streets of Dallas, Texas, man?
You know, working out at MPX. Shout out to MPX. You know what I'm saying? Got some of my boys over there in Sword Championship Wrestling. Shout out to Sword. And, you know, you guys come out, you know, and check us out. DFW All-Pro is also great. You know what I'm saying? Got some great guys down there. I'm working with them, you know, doing some competition, man. So Dallas is, you know what I'm saying, having this nice little boom period as well. We got a couple, you know, little, you know, off little promotions here and out, but definitely around that area is being hot, man. And honestly, it's a lot of untapped talent. You got guys like myself, guys like Jerome Daniels, guys like Dante Smiley, Ty Wilson, Chandler Hopkins, Gregory James, you know what I'm saying? You know, Shane Taylor's down there, man.
Former guest of the show.
You know, had some rumblings with Shane Taylor as well, man. So it's a lot of good talent out there. But, you know, for the most part, you know, you know, talent, you know, inspires competition. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll shake hands and smile at you, but at the same time, I'll use that same fist to punch you in the mouth. You know what I'm saying?
I respect it.
Plain and simple, you know, because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I can't just shout from the heavens and say I'm the best. I got to prove it every time I lace up my boots. And if you're coming to take that spot, you know what I'm saying? I'm not just going to hand it to you like a piece of cake. You know what I'm saying? You got to earn it. Plain and simple. You know what I'm saying?
Where can people find you next? In case we don't see you here at BCW.
They can find me, you know, Mag in Dallas at NPX, you know, working some spaces there, trying to go ahead and work some spots at Sword. You can also follow me on my Twitter account at KenDogDMFT. Dog is spelled DAWGDMFT. You can also find me on Instagram as the same. KenDogDMFT. Sorry. Sometimes things change, brother. Sometimes things change.
Hey, man, 313 ain't a bad one.
Exactly. It ain't bad at all, man. I had to let the Dallas people know. It ain't no joke. And also, and Kenny's still on Facebook, man. It's still spelled STEELE. Believe me, you will not know the amount of people who get that wrong. So yeah, man, it's for sure, man. It's always a party where you know I'm at.
So have you frozen over yet? Coming from Texas and you're back here in Michigan.
You should not at all. See, I'm a Michigan boy at heart, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I was raised, molded by the cold. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's done. You know what I'm saying? So coming back home, you know what I'm saying? You know that chill. I was like, yes.
Well, what chill? It's 50-some degrees out here, man. I was in the tank top earlier. Sun's out, guns out, boy. What you talking about?
When it was the 30 the other day. You know what I'm saying? I was out there like, ooh, I saw snow when I woke up. You know what I'm saying?
It went from 60 to 20 in one day yesterday.
Exactly.
Look, welcome back, man.
Pure Michigan.
Exactly, man. They definitely let me know I was here. They were not playing.
Man, you had a huge cheering section back here, man. The family, friends.
Yeah, I don't even know those people, man. Weird. I came out, man, and people just started screaming, and I was like, "Do I owe you 95 cents too?" Like, I don't know why y'all being so Brody, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, at least they like me, so you know.
So is what you're saying that the next time you come out, we need to start a 95 cent?
Yeah, 95 cents. You know what I'm saying? It's what it is. But no, that was my family, man. They was coming out to represent, you know, so I'm, you know, home when I can be, you know what I'm right. saying? So it's nice, you know, for the first people, for a couple of them, I'm sorry, got to see me wrestle for the first time, man. So that's pretty dope, you know what I'm saying? But hopefully there'll be many more, you know, I'm trying to be down here as often as I possibly can.
Man. Is there anywhere else coming up soon that they can catch you other than, I mean, you mentioned the promotions you wrestle home. Do you have any dates that are already pre-booked? Anything set up for 2019 yet?
Mostly there. Most of the spots are out of Texas. You know, of course, top of Texas. Like I mentioned, DFW All-Pro. You know, several other places, man. But, you know, definitely trying to get some places here in Michigan. You know, anywhere I can get in Ohio, you know, Indiana, Illinois. Any place I can get, you know, would be awesome.
Grinding, get it.
Yes, sir. 2019 is going to be the year of grinding. That's what I'm bringing that back.
Well, this is kind of a selfish question, a non-wrestling question. For someone that lived and was born here in Detroit to move down to Dallas, man, what was that transition like for you? How's the culture? You know, is it a culture shock down there, man?
It was weird because it was hot.
I mean, there's worse problems you can have.
Exactly. But, you know, man, I mean, you walk outside, you know what I'm saying, and the temperature is on damn from 7 to 7. it was kind of new. So I said, oh, so you don't quit. That's what you don't do. Okay, that's completely understandable. But going out of Dallas, man, it was cool, man. You know what I'm saying? To wrestle, you know, in Texas, you know, there's a lot of good talent out of Texas. You know, Taker, Austin, you know what I'm saying? Shawn Michaels, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of good guys coming out of, you know, Dallas. You know what I'm saying? Like I said before, Stone Cold started in Dallas. So it was, when I kind of started there, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, nice little ripples again. Some companies, you know what I'm saying, went under and guys came back up. But it's you know, hella talent in there. You know what I'm saying? I also shout out to Matthew Palmer. So it's, you know, really it's the state's so big. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to scratch and claw and fight and compete with others just to get out, man. But once you make your mark, man. It's
so what brought you, what made you move from Michigan to Texas in the first place?
Change of scenery? Honestly, it was just change of scenery. You know what I'm saying? You know, You know, I got somebody else trying to hug me before I leave. But it's cool. We're friends. It completely works out. It's good to have friends. What made me move, man, was just you know, like I said, change of scenery. You know, different opportunities. You know, I try to embrace change as often as possible. I like new challenges. You know what I'm saying? I'm goal-oriented. I like having something new.
Respect.
Scenery. I live there. I lived in Illinois. You know what I'm saying? So it's it's always just, you know, nice to have a new challenge for sure. And you know, this BCWA is a new challenge, man. So let's get that.
So he's trying to make 2019 his year over here in BCWA too.
For sure.
Taking over the South, taking over the North. That guy's trying to take over.
Like you said, you got to earn it, right? That's what I'm here to do.
Well, before we get you out of here, man, why don't you go ahead and throw your social media out there one last time? And
For sure.
Any last words for the people out there?
For sure. Any last words for the people? You know, hey, support Kenny Steele. Support indie wrestling. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of guys, you know, at the top, you know what I'm saying, making their dollar. But it's a lot of guys, you know what I'm saying, out here busting their butts to make sure that you have a great show locally. Buy their merch. You know what I'm saying? Support them on social media. Take photos. Tell your friends. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of guys out here, you know, really earning it, you know what I'm saying? I had to say that key word over again, but it is what it is. And, you know what I'm saying, definitely support. They need your support, you know what I'm saying, so the big guys know that, hey, they're worth it too, definitely. You know? So you can find me on my social media for Twitter at Ken Dog. That's spelled D-A-W-G, Ken Dog D-M-F-T. Same thing as on Instagram, Ken Dog D-M-F-T, and on Facebook at Kenny Steele.
All right. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thanks
appreciate
lot,
it, man.
Not a problem, man. Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Let's see if we can get the
champ. See you soon.
All right. Thank you. Let's see if we get the champion
Hey, yo, Bald and Bougie.
Hey, champ.
Uh-oh.
Wait.
We got both champs sitting down with us now.
No, thank you.
She was terrified. They shooting. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What? Chase is like, hell no.
Champ, what's his time over here?
Gordier, dog.
However I wear it, it's great. However I wear it. I'm going to change it.
You got
it.
So with us, we've got past guest of the show, a new Alliance champion,
the champ
Chase
is here.
Burnett.
The Alliance champ. Hey, this is your guys. You guys are the Alliance. This is your championship. I'm going to be out here defending any kind of match you want me to do. Hey, tell me what my new finisher is.
Texas
I'm
going to
do it for you.
I'm calling it right.
For the Alliance. Bullets. Alliance calls my moveset from now on. You guys send me moves you want me to do, I'll do it for you. I'm your champ.
Dick kicks.
Okay, so here's one totally off topic from the match. So we all know that you go by Bald and Bougie.
Oh, here we go.
When are we going to see the full-blown Bald, bro?
Listen, that's in the vault.
That's in the vault.
he said he's not ready yet.
It's like a mixtape. You got to wait for it to drop.
He's got to warm up to it. It's like going in the deep end of the water. Mm-hmm.
Man, but you are the very first Alliance champion.
It's blowing my mind because you know what? Everybody, I'm always the guy who has the great highlights but never wins the actual big matches. Just the guy who had the coolest spot on the show. Well, guess what? From now on, I have the coolest spot on the show and I'm the champion. End of story.
Definitely. And don't be mad if we call this from now on the Knockouts and Three Counts Championship belt.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just disrespect my title. That's fine. It's your title to disrespect.
There's no disrespect to you.
Technically, according to Mike Blackwell, that was supposed to be the Knockouts and Three Counts.
Right.
And I said no.
Disrespect to you. It's more of a beef with Mike Blackwell. We'll take that up with him later on. Man.
Listen, I've been on your podcast complaining about Battle Royals all this since the day I jumped on your podcast months ago. And guess what I did today?
You won it.
Won a Battle Royal and a championship and a Battle Royal. So there goes the irony in that. I'm out here like never
bitching about Battle Royals, and here you are, the Battle Royal champ.
Yeah, so, I mean, technically it is ours because the inception started on. Never mind. Okay.
Kyle, you got a question, man?
How does it feel, man, to be the champion?
I'm not even lying. Like, you're not. No matter what you can say, you can be in the back like, I ain't a belt mark. I don't give a damn. When you win that title, you are a belt mark. As soon as I won that title, I was like, whoa, my God, I feel heavier permanently now. This boy is permanently around this waist. Straight up. I feels good. Thank you, Kyle.
Man, congratulations to you, man. Proud of you, man.
Look out for your boy, because I'm not playing. This ain't just for BCWA. This is going to be – I'm defending this title wherever I wrestle, and I'm going to be wrestling at your favorite promotion probably very, very soon. Your boy's coming out. He's hitting the road. I'm done letting everybody else steal the show, and your boy's coming out. End of story.
So let's talk about that. So as 2018 comes to a close, man, what are your plans for 2019? And as you already said, you want to take the title with you. Where can people catch you in 2019?
Well, I'm not allowed to say because of contract things. You already know what it is, because if you announce it before the promotion announced it, they got a little upset. But your boy will be coming to two other big Michigan promotions next month for sure, so look out for me there. I can't announce it yet. Probably going to be a surprise. And you're going to be seeing your boy on the East Coast for sure next year. Also, 3-2-1 battle in Seattle. I got a show booked there, too, because I got boys in Seattle. I'm going out there. I'm about to make it stop raining.
So now that you're a champion, you're the top dog. You're at the top of the mountain.
Yes, sir.
Who do you want to see try to step up next, try to take that? Who do you want to be your first title defense? That you
Tony Thunder. Skip.
Man, you know what would be great? And I'm just saying this off rip. This guy, Tony Thunder.
Yes!
I've heard of him, but I've never found him on Twitter.
That's the thing. That's the thing. See, as the champ, I get paid a little bit more. So my thing is, let's take easy fights. Tony.
Oh, shit.
So let's get Tony Thunder.
Shots have been fired.
Let's get Tony Thunder over here. You know what? Let's give him a shot. He's always the guy, just like me, doesn't win the big one. Guess
shots
what?
Shots have been fired, sir.
And my best friend, Tony
Who the
Thunder,
hell came over here saying my name?
He just,
I heard my
he
name
just
and I heard,
that,
ooh.
Chase
oh,
Burnett
no,
just
no.
said you're
honorary,
an easy title defense.
He wants you as his first title defense.
That's why I said I want you as my first title defense.
Because he thinks he can be.
And it was totally my
he
idea.
He can't let you go out like
easy.
That, dog.
Well, see, what happened was I got out there, right, and I seen Sasquatch, Bigfoot, and a nigga taker right there, right?
Oh, my God.
No, no, listen. They was in the ring.
I didn't think. Okay.
They was in the ring, and I was, like, throwing shots at them. Take that. Take that. They ain't like it.
Diddy style.
See what? They cheated me. They all triple teamed on me. As big as they are, they needed to triple team on me to get me out of there. I don't think you're ready for that.
Okay. You know
the
what?
Three biggest dudes had to triple team on me.
Mike Blackwell, we just booked your next main event, bro.
Positive vibes all 2019. You know what, buddy? Believe
this
in yourself.
This is my boy.
You believe in
this
yourself.
This is my boy. You know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If anybody was going to win the title that wasn't me, I wanted it to be this dude.
He did say
this,
that. He did say that, actually.
It's my friend. And I wanted him to win it so that when he went against me, I could beat him.
Ooh. 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 All right, Chase, we'll ask this one last question and we'll get you out of here, man.
Thank
and
because I got two girlfriends.
It's like the
right
east side of Detroit. That's fired,
right?
Uh-oh.
He's at two.
I got two.
So during the
he's
match.
He's got two? No, not wrong song.
So during the match, you went up against your buddy. I don't know what the relationship is right now, you and Zane. You eliminated him from the match, man.
Hey, I got it.
Oh, he's getting presents.
I got to tell you the truth. That felt great. I saw my opportunity, and you know, you'll see on the tape, I literally look over, and I'm like, should I do this? And I said, you know what? I'm tired of not winning the big one. I'm doing whatever it takes, and he's going over the top. And the story and the pop was amazing.
Right.
So that was honestly one of the coolest moments of my career. Honestly. We had a packed crowd today. Straight
man,
up.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about that, did we?
This crowd was packed.
I just got a
fan mail. He just got a present.
Fan mail
card.
He got a late Christmas card.
Your boy don't play.
Well, so, but to finish up my point, what's next with you and Zane, man? Are we going to see the two of you?
I feel like that needs to be your next challenger.
The truth is, I want to stay as far away from him as possible, and that's why I threw him out of the ring.
Smart man.
I respect it.
Smart.
At least he's straight up.
I've seen the guy in the ring so much, in and out the ring. I haven't even talked to him out of the ring since the whole Truth Martini thing, honestly. I don't talk to the guy anymore. I don't say mean things or hateful stuff to him. Just, I don't agree with him anymore, so I stay away. Just end the story, and I don't want to see him in the ring. Let him mess off with Truth, get in trouble with Truth somewhere else. I don't want Truth by me either. End the story. Let me do my own legacy.
Man, to be continued, I guess.
And as we go on the to be continued tip, where can the listeners find you at?
You can find, please follow your boy on Instagram at baldandbougie248. I'm just doing great things on my Instagram. Look out for my top looks of 2018. The post is coming out in about 3 days, so I'm looking forward to that. I know everybody loves all my fashion posts, so. Appreciate you guys. You guys are legit just, I'm so glad I met you guys, and it's so
likewise.
Funny because it. You'd never know, like, you'd be in this business for so long. I've known these guys forever. You never know if you're actually going to meet new people that you like, new friends in the business. So
right.
I'm glad I met you guys, and I'm definitely going to come out for the Royal Rumble.
Hey, I
appreciate
right?
that.
I didn't want to go to Bobcat Bonnie's, so I'm like, this is a perfect opportunity.
Definitely.
So I'll see you guys then, and thank you for always supporting my career and everything. Appreciate
no problem,
you.
Bro.
Thank you for coming out, man.
Thank you for coming on. Congratulations once again, man.
Thank you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, BCWA champion.
Alliance champion.
Alliance champion.
I like that, though.
BCWA champion's next.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We got one last guest, and then we got to wrap up. Throw that one there.
Pine saws in there.
Ah, smell that pine saw.
Oh. I love the smell of pine saw in the morning.
Well, they're making it real squeaky clean in here.
Mongo don't know what pine saw. I talk, Mike.
Hey, yeah. Whoa, ha.
Mongo hear himself. I like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mongo, welcome to the show, man.
Hey. Hi, Mongo friends.
So, you had a pretty good showing out there in the Rumble.
Mongo breaks some people.
Does Mongo enjoy breaking people?
Yeah, Mongo like breaking people. Mongo like hang out with friends and breaking people and eating. Mongo like eating.
My dad's going to kill me for not making
Does
a
Mongo
joke.
Want that Alliance belt next, since you had a good showing in tonight's match? Are we going to see you try to come grab that that big shiny blue belt?
Mongo no need belt. Mongo don't wear pants.
Words to be lived by. Words to live by.
You know,
point
what?
Taken.
You know what, Mongo? Do you have any words of wisdom for the people out there in Knockouts Three Counts Land?
Yeah, cause see Mongo break people, and we party, have fun, drink beer. Mongo like beer.
We like beer on this show too.
Yeah. Devin likes beer. You like
I love
beer.
Beer.
We call it podcast juice.
Yeah, and you guys message Mongo. Tell Mongo who you want to break, and Mongo break them. Mongo have fun, break people.
Should we message him to tell him to break Tony Thunder? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
What's his Instagram?
Kyle?
He can't even stop laughing.
How are you, Mongo?
Mongo real good.
How are you, Mongo?
Mongo had sandwiches, beat people up, got to see... all kinds of friends in locker room and faint crowd, pretty girls. What more Mongo want?
Sound like Mongo needs a beer.
Mongo don't need beer.
Is Mongo going to the firehouse afterward to get beer?
No, Mongo got long drive home.
Where home? Mongo go?
Mongo live in Omer, way up on like first knuckle of first finger.
Yeah, so he's got a long drive home.
Yeah.
I love for people that don't live in Michigan to wonder what the hell he just talked about.
Well, then I think Mongo should come out to our party at for the Royal Rumble on the 27th. There'll be plenty of beer there.
Do Mongo like Royal Rumble?
Mongo like Royal Rumble.
Well, we know Mongo likes beer too. So
good company. Our party January 27th for the Royal Rumble. Bobcat Bonnie's lined out along with our boys from Breaking Down the Ring.
Yes, sir. Any more questions for Mongo?
I don't. Other than what kind of beer do you like? Any kind of beer, or you got a specific kind?
Mongo like Budweiser.
Okay, keep it simple.
Yeah,
king of beer.
Nice and simple. I feel like I can do this all day.
It's got red shiny can.
This is true.
I'm really enjoying.
At least it makes it easier.
Kyle, you
to
got
find.
Any?
For the people that really want to find you, where can people find me?
Mongo on the Facebook with the pictures and the friends. Mongo like friends. So you go on there and you find you got this little lamp looking thing. You touch it and then you find Mongo in the search, and Mongo there.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna take over.
Look him up in the search.
In the search.
Me and Mongo are gonna rap here for a second. Is that okay with you,
yeah,
Mongo?
I'm wait.
Okay.
Mongo don't know how to rhyme.
Neither does Devin.
Neither do I. So Mongo, paper or plastic?
Paper.
What is the meaning of life, Mongo?
To not die.
Very true.
Mongo, if you pull the wings off of a fly, does it become a walk?
What? No, that's mean. Why you hurt Mongo friends?
Mongo, what is the sound of one hand clapping?
A slap.
Look, man.
Mongo, if a woodcut... How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodcut could...
You can't even spit it out. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
A woodchuck could chuck all the wood if a woodcut chuck a wood.
Yeah, it chucks the wood.
Mongo, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there, does it make a sound?
Yeah. It go boom, like always.
Goes boom.
this is one of my favorite interviews ever.
I know. Mongo, if you could be an animal, what animal would you be?
Bear.
Big, I saw that.
Big, tough. They break things easy. I like break things.
What's more important to you, making friends or breaking things?
Oh. Well, Mongo really like friends, but Mongo feel friends only like Mongo because Mongo break people. So
maybe making friends
is more important because friends help Mongo break things.
Okay, Mongo, friends or beer?
Oh, friends.
Good choice.
Friends with beer?
Friends with beer, way better. Mongo like friends with beer.
All right.
I think that's our cue to get the fuck out of here.
I think that's our cue. One last time, Mongo.
Flicking the lights on us.
Mongo, why don't you throw your social media out there where people can find you and friend you?
Mongo on Facebook with the search bar. You just find Mongo, like the page. Mongo put out all of his shows and matches and everything he have.
All righty. Mongo, thank you for joining us, man. This is truly a pleasure, man.
No problem. Mongo, have fun.
Cool. All righty.
We need more Mongo.
Thank you, kind sir.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mongo.
We need more Mongo on the show.
Definitely. Everybody needs more Mongo.
Not Steve McMichael, right?
not that one. No. All right, we got to wrap this up, people. But,
wrap it up, B.
It's time to go watch some fights.
Real quick, man, what did you guys think of BC? I didn't get to hear because I was grabbing up. Pause. I was getting guests for the show. Kyle, what was your thoughts on BCW? I just wanted to hear it real quick, man.
Honestly, your first time being there. I wish I could have seen more of them. This honestly was one of the best indie shows I've been to ever. I've been to probably about 12 altogether. Mm-hmm. So it's probably the first Rumble Battle Royale I've seen. And honestly, that was better than some of the ones some of the major promotions put because I honestly had no idea who could win. And to see it come down to that was good. I honestly had a great time.
All right. Mr. Collison?
I enjoyed it as always. Thank you to Mike Blackwell for having us out, man. And we will be back in the building most likely at January 26th here at the Copeland Center.
All righty. And I always enjoy the show, man. That Royal Rumble style match they had tonight, great. Movado versus Orlando, that was a great match, too. All around great card, man. Guys, let's go ahead and throw out our social media, make any quick announcements, and we'll go ahead and wrap this up.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUT, Kyle Collison on Facebook. Make sure you're following the show page, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast on Facebook, at KO3CPod on Twitter and Instagram. Also, be on the lookout. We are going to be bringing you some pretty big names in the game of Michigan MMA coming soon. So be on the lookout for that.
Mr. Campbell?
You can find me on Twitter. I'm starting to tweet more. You can find me on Instagram, same name, Team Chaos. That's KAYOS, all one word. You can also find my other show coming back in the next 2 weeks, the DCTV Multiverse Podcast. Me and my boy Zero breaking down the Arrowverse shows on CW and current comic book news. You can find that on Anchor, Twitch, everyonewhocares.com, iTunes, anywhere you get a podcast, you can find it, DCTV Multiverse Podcast.
Alrighty, and I am Devin. You can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can find me on Instagram at AllStakeNoSizzle. That's one word. Make sure you check out the Knockouts and Three Counts Facebook page. Make sure you also check out the Reality Era News group on Facebook where we talk wrestling. I think that's all. Oh, yeah. If you're looking for a car, check out SouthfieldQualityCars.com. Once you go in there and find your vehicle you would like to get, let's say a Kia Sportage, you go in there and
ain't nothing wrong with a Kia. Kia's a good car.
You got to drive a Kia. Go in there, use that reference code 19309 and receive $500 off on your purchase. If you didn't buy your girlfriend a gift, get her a car.